today's rest of the story. The world is hearing about Azle, Texas. A-Z-L-E. Azle, Texas. You take the Jacksboro Highway 199 northwest from Fort Worth, you come to this town that still is like Texas once was, where kids ride before they walk and breakfast hangout is Pat's Country Kitchen. It's not fancy, but the tables have four legs and you don't get coffee with a plastic lid. Azle's one high school has a football team called the Hornets and they're pretty good. Town's somewhere shy of 9,000 people and everybody knows what everybody else is doing, but they all take the Azle News just to see who got caught at it. So here we have a town so tiny that you plug in your toaster and the streetlights go dim, and yet all over the world at this moment, people are reading and talking about Azle, Texas. They're reading about Azle in Hawaii, in Latin America, in the Far East, in the Near East, and the reason is the rest of the story. Azle, Texas is 15 miles from Springtown, and Springtown, Texas is where Gary Cotter lives. When Gary was younger, he was a rodeo cowboy, made his living on the circuit roping. Gary made his own lariat rope. Other rodeo riders and ranch hands liked his just right waxed firm rope, and they began asking him would he make another for them, then another, another, and before Gary knew it, he was busy making ropes, first giving them away to friends, and then he began selling them. Even after he left the rodeo circuit for 5 years of education as a civil engineer, he still preferred making ropes, but with his engineering education, he was able to design rope-making machines, and soon he needed an extra barn in back of the house for his rope-making business, and that barn that was 700 square feet is now 9,000, and his rope business is expanding, turning out 60,000 ropes a year, mostly mail-ordered from ranch hands all over the world. With five full-time employees and four or five high schoolers during summertime, Gary Cotter is turning out polygrass ropes, which champion calf ropers call the best anywhere. Now, making a good roping rope is a 21-step process. Takes 6 to 8 weeks to complete. The Cotter Rope Company that packs these world-famous ropes for safe delivery all over the world wraps them in newspaper. I said they're wrapped in newspaper. But there is no newspaper in the community of Springtown, Texas. The nearest newspaper is published 15 miles down the road in Azle. That's how it is that at this moment, people in Brazil, Argentina, British Columbia, people in Spain, Hawaii, Timbuktu are unwrapping their roping ropes, and at the same time, they're reading the wrapping, learning all about the most famous little town in the world, Azle, Texas. Now, until today, it's likely that you had never heard of any tiny town thus designated, but from now on, you'll remember the rest of the story.